There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here on the radio waves at 855 453, coming up, some unusual crowdfunding campaigns. Both Mark and Derek J have a couple different stories. We've also been taking your calls about anything you want to discuss. Our toll-free number again is 855 453. We've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go right to the phones. In this case, the Skype, where Stefan is on the line in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live, the in Derek J and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You're on the air.
So I don't know if you remember me. I was on Derek's show a year ago.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, and we're talking about psychopaths?
Yes, that's right. There are lots of psychopaths in government. It's one of the biggest problems in the world right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too. I agree. That's my opinion, too. We were talking about, at the time, well, it's still out there, my video, Defense Against a Psychopath, and it's over 300,000 hits on my channel. I don't know what the other channels are getting on it. So it's doing pretty good. So what I want to talk about today is sort of in line with the previous conversation about psychopaths. I am also, I hate to use the term artist, but, you know, I like to do creative things, so I guess I have to call myself an artist. And I send out proposals to do, public art installations every now and then.
Okay.
And I sent one out to, the last time I did one was, 5 years ago in Ventura, California, where I was living. And that was, a Stonehenge light and sound kind of thing. So anyways, I sent one out to a arts festival here in Toronto. But it's not just here in Toronto. They have these art festivals all over the world. And it's a French term called, and I'm going to bastardize my French pronunciation, so I didn't do too good in grade 6 French class.
The chances of a French person listening are pretty slim.
Okay, then. So I'm off the hook. So it's pronounced Nuit or Nuit Blanc, meaning light or night of the lights. And it's a pretty big deal. They have these art festivals all over the world in big cities like Paris and Amsterdam. And basically what they do is they shut down the center core of the city. And for the entire night, there are art installations on street corners, in front of bars, and on the middle of the street. They close down the streets. They set up these art installations. And it's a big deal. Last year we had a million people for this thing, you know. And so I got accepted for my project called Trimonic. Now, I'm going to have to paint you a bit of a picture. Can I do that?
Yeah, sure. What do you do with Trimonic?
Well, Trimonic, it's a play on words. It's a triple or tri and harmonic. Trimonic, if you can imagine this, is 3 12-foot-tall black pyramids.
Okay.
And each pyramid is an equilateral pyramid, three-sided, right? 60 degrees on each angle.
Yeah.
And the pyramids are spaced apart so that they form a pyramid on the ground as well. And actually, they also form a pyramid vertically as well. So it's about a 30-foot diameter. Now, the inside of the pyramid, the outside, it's just black. It looks like the monolith from 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Right.
Which is sort of where I got the inspiration for this, among other areas. So on the outside, it's a black pyramid, right? And on the inside, it's curved. So the outside are flat surfaces, but the inside is curved, and it's white. So the trick to this installation is you have to be brave to enter the dark black pyramid. And, of course, the pyramid represents the New World Order and the psychopathic control system, because everything is a pyramid system. You know, the government, the Ponzi schemes, military units, corporate structure, everything is a pyramid. So for those of us who are leaning towards anarchism, we understand the pyramid structure as our enemy. It really is. Because
I've never even thought about it.
Yeah, well, that's how they managed this, you know, and that's why...
Yeah, I happen to agree that, at least, I don't know about the whole New World Order thing, but I do agree that hierarchies are more problematic than they're worth, and I think that organizational structures should be tried that are different, that get away from a hierarchy like that. But, you know, if that's how people want to live, certainly they can choose that for themselves.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with the pyramid structure itself, other than what happens is, and this is what, going back to our previous conversation, is what happens is whoever's at the top of that pyramid controls the whole game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we have benevolent people at the top of that pyramid and at the upper levels of this pyramid, then we would have just a wonderful, idyllic society. But
we
don't
work out that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out that way. So who always ends up at the top of all these hierarchical structures? Who is it that always gets to the top? Is it the nicest guy? Is it the one, the most generous guy? The one with the most talent and intelligence? Come on.
No.
Right? Yeah.
It's the power seekers, the people who want to wield force and control over others.
Exactly. So now they're in control of the power structure. So the pyramid on the installation is, you know, this giant pyramid, and it represents everything that's kind of wrong with society. You know, it represents the darkness, the oppression, the police state, the monetary system, the, you know, I call it New World Order, but you can call it any number of things, you know. It's really what's wrong with our society. What's wrong with our society
is... So you go and you
is,
set this art installation up in different places? Is that right?
Well, this is going to be just for one night here in Toronto, but after I'm done building it for Nuit Blanche, then I'm going to take it and kind of run it across the country, and my hope is to end up at Burning Man next year.
Oh, yeah, yay. I was going to say, that sounds like something you might see at a Burning Man. Hey, Robert, thanks. Good luck with Stefan, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your art project.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, it takes all kinds. We've got to have people reaching out in the art world. We've got to have people reaching out in the world of media and people connecting with each other at their workplaces and their churches and talking about the ideas of freedom. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, so you guys last night, you were talking about some test equipment to be able to test, prescriptions or medications or some sort.
And we were talking about MDMA, which is commonly known on the streets as ecstasy or Molly, and we were talking about having test equipment for that. Specifically, there's certain chemicals, there are reagent tests that you can purchase to test MDMA, and there are other ways to test for other drugs. It's just we were specifically talking about MDMA last night.
Right, and that's exactly what I wanted to talk about was that is that just for like over-the-counter pills or prescribed pills or?
MDMA is an illegal drug. MDMA is a narcotic substance as classified by the federal government as I believe a Schedule I, maybe a Schedule II narcotic. It is illegal to possess MDMA, so you know, that's what we're talking about. This has nothing to do with over-the-counter, although we'd like to be able to buy it over-the-counter someday. We're a long way away from
it. It's certainly going
to
be a lot better for people. You know, the black market has all kinds of problems.
Which is why you need a test kit. You certainly don't need a test kit for over-the-counter medication.
Can you test marijuana with that?
No, there are different chemicals. There are tests for marijuana out there. The police, for instance, have them in the back of their police cruiser. They can grab a kind of a quickie roadside test, and then they can use it. I don't know how exactly you apply it with the plant matter, but those tests do exist.
I'm asking that because I keep running into where like if somebody will give it to me or if I buy it or something like that. I'm running into where. You know, sometimes they'll put synthetic marijuana into it without my knowledge.
Really? You've actually had that happen and you've been able to confirm that?
It's happened to me twice.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I would, whoever's doing that, I wouldn't do any business with that person in the future, and that's probably the best way to handle that situation. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Unless it's an honest mistake and somebody's just passing along product that has been adulterated in some way, you know, unless it was like ground up marijuana, I don't see how you couldn't tell the difference. I mean, the stuff they're selling as synthetic marijuana, it's not like buds of pot. It's just chemical, like, sprayed on a sort of an herbal mixture, typically. So one does not look like the other. A bag of cannabis does not look like the stuff that they're selling as, you know, legal cannabis. Hmm. You follow me there?
Yeah, I gotcha.
I don't think that it could, side by side, be confusing to people. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching. She was scratching. She was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time. And it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free to join us here at 855-453. Also, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. We will be discussing the unusual crowdsourcing ideas. One of them, to crowdsource the government's budget. Mark, you've got that story. Let's jump into that shortly. But first, something I want you to know about. If you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, maybe you want to take advantage of those deep discounts that we talked about earlier at Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com or 20% off of Starbucks. You can do those things with Bitcoin, but you have to get them first. And ExpressCoin allows you to do that easily. It's safe, it's fast, and it's inexpensive. Bitcoin are available through ExpressCoin, as well as other alternative currencies like Litecoin and Dogecoin. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com. In most of all of the U.S. and Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone with their app. Use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget coupon code FTL. So, Mark, there's a what, state representative? Is it Alabama or something like that?
I think it's a state senator, actually, that is...
He wants to crowdsource or crowdfund government services?
That's exactly right.
This actually, is on its face, sounds like it could be a good idea.
Well, it's a good idea if it would work.
Well, I think it could work if they get rid of taxes. But that's not what he's proposing, is it?
Well, I guess what he's proposing is to crowdfund the state budget.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest there are two reasons that that his GoFundMe has $578 out of the $300 million that he would like to fundraise.
Almost.
And one of them would be that the, you know, the services of the state of Alabama are probably not valued that greatly by the Alabamians. Right? Like, mm-hmm. they just don't either they sort of feel entitled to whatever the services are that the state provides, or they feel like those services generally stink and they're substandard and they could be done better if only, you know, it was a more efficient allocation of resources and these sorts of things. But I don't think that, you know, I think people are not going to pay as long as they feel like, well, I don't have to pay. It's kind of like public school. The vast majority of parents send their kids to public school. They don't think, not even for a second, that that's the best school in the geographic area known as that district, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe that. They believe that the private schools are better, generally. But they're like, eh, it's good enough. It's fine. And they're willing to send their kid there. It's close. It hits.
I went there. I turned out okay. That's a common justification.
85% of the job or whatever. They've got higher classes or what? These kind of things. I can personally say, as a student who went in eighth grade, I was went to private school and I was on the dean's list. This is the list that's higher than the honor roll. This was a top performing student. I went to public school the next year and failed out of two classes. I'm going to say that the teachers don't care as much. That's just my that's my assessment as a student, you know, some 20-something years ago in public school. And I think that it's a fair assessment. It just seems like the teachers at a private school would care more than the public school teachers, generally, individually.
Do you put that out there because you get a lot of critics saying, like, well, you just don't care about teachers, Mark?
You hear all kinds of things in our line of work, but it's always the rushing to the defense of teachers, it seems like. Like, as though the best way to defend, because teachers are employees who are supposed to teach students to work, but the problem is that they're very controlled employees. They're like hamburger builders at a fast food place. Then you put the bun down, then you put the lettuce down, then you put the mayo down, then you put the bun down, then you put the tomato down, right? Like, they just told exactly what they have to do. They're not teachers. They're assembly line workers, sadly. And they, they probably went to school to be teachers. They would love to be teachers, but they're not allowed to be teachers.
I'm getting a vision of Pink Floyd's The Wall.
It's a lot like that. So, ultimately, education, for whatever reason, parents choose to send their kid to the substandard school. and because they've already been forced to pay for it.
Sure.
If they weren't forced to pay for it, they'd probably take the money that they would have paid for it for and got their kid a better education. There'd be competition for that money. We can already see charter schools working for something like $5,000 a term, a year, when the public schools are getting $15,000. They're doing a good, if not a better job, on a third of the price. This is an incredible leap forward, like a being shot out of a cannon, better, but because of the power of teachers' unions and the apathy on the other side, people are just like, oh, I guess there's nothing we can do.
Can't fight City Hall.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do.
But isn't that true?
What's that?
Isn't there nothing they can do to improve government education?
They could pick up and move to a district right nearby and get better education.
What do you mean by that?
Like a better school? Government education?
If there's charter schools nearby, or they could send their kid to a public school, or that one of the parents could they could get into a homeschooling co-op where they work with other parents for different times off, and they could work with other parents to get better education. My kid has this really great education, and we're homeschooling, and we don't even have a curriculum. We're just doing it on our own. Neither one of us is a qualified teacher. Only my wife has a bachelor's, and it's not in teaching. Mm-hmm. I don't even have that. So to say that that's what you need, I mean, come on. A kid gets out of elementary school. You can't teach your kid everything that they need to learn up to elementary school. So I don't know. At the very least, I want my son to have a foundation of how to learn, not how to be told what to do. And that's what you get in public school.
All right. So what's all that have to do with the budget in Alabama?
My bewilderment as to why people would just prefer to let the state go on and do what it does.
So what's the proposal here? What's going on?
Crowdfunding platform GoFundMe is no stranger to odd requests, but one Southern politician's campaign to solve the state's current financial woes might be a first. As Alabama's government struggles to pass a budget, State Senator Paul Sanford launched a GoFundMe campaign to fund the Alabama state government with $300 million.
Now, that is not their full budget. This is like what an override. This is like an overage or something like that. They budgeted $300 million more than what they're actually taking in. I'm just wondering, where is he getting that $300 million?
Because lobbyists.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he
expected his people who usually pay him off to just come up with the regular $300 million, right?
Yeah, that's not their job. Their job is to give you a one-time payment so that they get the law written in their favor.
This is Alabama. It's probably a billion-dollar budget at the very least at the state level. I mean, right here in Little King, New Hampshire, the town budget's like $25 or $30 million. So $300 million is probably only a fraction of what it is. So where's it coming from? Does it say?
Well, at this point, it says that they've gotten $600.
I know, but where did he come up with the $300 million?
It's a really big number.
That's really good.
I'm just wondering if it's the shortfall between what they are taking in taxes versus what the state is spending. Let's talk more about it.
There's already one person who has put in a $10 contributor with an earmark. He says he wants to be used. He wants this donation to be used for evil and nefarious deeds.
Well, granted.
That's easy.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. But crowdfunding the government, I think, is actually a pretty good idea. If that's all they were doing, then it'd be voluntary. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course. course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. I like the idea of crowdfunding a state budget. Unfortunately, I suspect that's not exactly what's going on here with this proposal from a state senator in Alabama. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark. Don't forget, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We already told you briefly about Purse earlier. You can go to purse.freetalklive.com and get signed up to ultimately save 20-25%, maybe even more, on the stuff that you're buying on Amazon. Derek J., what was the last thing you got on Purse? Just curious, if you can tell us.
Face wash.
Face wash, and that's because you had an absolutely abysmal experience going to a shopping mall recently.
Yeah, you would think a big mall would have face wash that I'm looking for. Even they had it in the tester, but they didn't have it in stock.
And
so I went to the internet, and the internet had it.
And you got
and
it for less.
I got it for way less, 20% off, thanks to Purse.io.
Was the Amazon price cheaper than the mall price anyway, and then you got 20% off of that?
No, it was 50 cents more.
Ah. So had you not gone with Purse, you would
actually,
have been
paying. No, actually, because of the tax that I had to pay because I was in New Jersey, now I'm in New Hampshire, so it's actually a quarter less. The sticker price was a quarter less being here in New Hampshire. So I saved money just by not going to the store.
And what was the percentage you saved at Purse?
20%.
It was. How long did it take them to fill your order?
2 days.
2 days? 20%.
Yeah.
On the long side.
I think, well, let me see. I think I went through it. I used a gift card for it. So it was a little convoluted, but yeah.
You can save big. Just go to purse.freetalklive.com to get started. The only catch is you got to spend Bitcoin to do it. So, Mark, is there more you can tell me about this? I mean, there's a state senator in Alabama who is, he set up a fundraiser on GoFundMe. He wants $300 million. And I'm just curious to know, what is his reasoning for it? I don't know if this news story you have even gets into that.
It does. It's actually the next thing that it talks about. It's from CNN. It says that he put up to fund the state government with $300 million, but by his acknowledgement, his post is insincere. I do appreciate the comments, but I realize that this was to prove a point that most people do not want to pay more for taxes, but...
Is this your Southern gentleman?
It's my best. It's really South Carolina. Best I can do.
I'm enjoying it.
But are for taxes when the other guy is to be taxed, wrote Sanford in a comment on the campaign page. Sanford created the campaign on August the 6th, as of this writing. It has received almost $600 towards its $300 million goal. Best idea I've had, and then Sanford puts this up. The Alabama state government is currently in the midst of a budget fight, nearing the end of a special sessions to resolve a shortfall in funding. An Alabama state Senate bill proposed cuts to Medicaid and some other state agencies, but the state House rejected it on Monday night. Balancing priorities and proposed cuts has made its made this summer is an especially heated one in Montgomery. One point of contention has emerged from the legislators' apparent unwillingness to raise taxes and Governor Bailey's demand for $300 million in revenue.
So the $300 million is the shortfall, right?
That's the revenue.
Oh, okay. Because I see the headline here from News5WKRG.com, GoFundMe account for Alabama budget shortfall.
That's the shortfall. I don't know. Okay. I guess that makes sense.
It makes more sense to me that would be the shortfall because...
I don't know what these organizations spend. I mean, $300 million doesn't sound like much, but I'm not an expert in this stuff.
Well, no. I mean, I'm pretty sure the New Hampshire government spends over $1 billion in this state.
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, I haven't run the numbers myself, but I'm pretty sure I've seen that's the case. The Senator Sanford wrote in the description of his GoFundMe page, quote, "The state of Alabama is experiencing tight financial times and needs your help. Legislators are debating possible financial solutions, but are finding that raising taxes are not wanted by the citizens of Alabama. Rather than have the government come after your hard-earned money, now you can send an amount that fits your budget, even a request where your money be used. You can determine what functions of government are a priority to you." And you're saying he's not serious about that this is all just a joke?
I can't figure out what the guy's trying to get across in this, but I think it does show that, you know, in certain circumstances, people just aren't willing to pay. I think people aren't going to pay as long as they've been getting services for free, right?
No doubt.
So at some point or another, these services...
Not, but they haven't been getting services for free.
Right, well, they've been paying through taxes.
They have, but really what they can do in many cases is get the other guy to pay. If 80% of people want to get 20% of people to pay, then, you know, they have all different funding mechanisms where rich people, you know, have to bear the brunt of the payment. And that's all fine and dandy, but I think it comes down to, at some point or another, that these are services and you should pay for the services, the quantity of services you get.
So I think that if this were actually happening in a voluntary society, I'd be okay with it. If this were all the Alabama government were doing, if in 2016 the Alabama government decided, okay, we're done with taxes, we're going to the GoFundMe campaign funding method, and that was the only way to actually send money to the state government, that people actually had to do it on a consensual basis, that they really did have to decide in their own mind what the Alabama government state services are worth, and then pony up for it, I think that would be a very interesting experiment. But obviously the government guys aren't going to do that because they love the tax system. It guarantees them income. And if they were to raise their money with a GoFundMe every year, like all kinds of various different organizations do, then there'd be a big question mark about how much money they would get year in and year out. So it'll never happen, at least unless voluntarists manage to take over the Alabama state government, which doesn't seem very likely. But just on its own, if this were the only funding mechanism, that would be a totally voluntarist solution, would it not?
seems legit to me. I'm trying to imagine, like, what would a mafia don ever say? All right, here's the deal, guys. Now, this year is going to be different. No more shakedowns. We're just going to go ask for the money.
No, of course. The don would never do that.
So
doesn't this show that voluntary solutions don't work?
No, it doesn't show that. This man is not a voluntarist.
Well,
and also, these people don't have their money. This is not a voluntary society where people get to keep what they earn.
They've already had their money stolen from them. This is in addition to by the
same people asking for more of it.
Well, hold on. So the people who are asking for more of it are proposing to steal more of it, right?
They're going to steal more.
This is what they claim they need to operate. And organizations do need money to operate. So, when they put out an amount, like, they've gotten $600 of the $300 million they've asked for.
So, right, but they also have the $1 billion plus or whatever it is the state budget is.
Okay, whatever. But they're not going to – they're not getting the money – they're not even getting close to the money they're asked for.
Well, there could be a lot of reasons why they're not successful. Maybe they're not marketing themselves well. I mean, this is not an indication that a voluntary society would fail.
They've gotten a bunch of news stories, and so far they've gotten $600.
Well, I've never heard about it until just now. So.
$28 billion, Mark, is the Alabama state budget as of 2014. So you're talking about a small fraction of the total amount that these guys are talking about.
So people
about
are just not willing to give more, is your claim.
Well, of course not. Everybody knows that government is incredibly inefficient. Why would somebody want to voluntarily give them more money above and beyond the $29 billion that they already have?
Yes. Government's not going to get more efficient government's not going to get more efficient with less money or more money. The only way government's going to get efficient is if they understand that the money can be cut off.
That's what I'm saying.
And they have to be in competition.
Saying that this is some sort of example of voluntarism is not accurate at all.
I think a lot of people will look at it as exactly that, though.
No,
well,
I would
don't
say
understand voluntarism, then.
It's more equivalent to, like, a robber who steals from me on Sunday, coming around on Friday saying, hey, you know, I'm wearing a suit now, and I'm real friendly now. And
I need a little more.
Yeah, so how about just, you know, just another buck, please?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's just nailed. I think that nails it, Derek J., because, you know, this isn't voluntarism. Voluntarism is where every interaction between humans is based on consent. The $29 billion that they already have was not based on consent. They're trying to get this guy is making a political statement, essentially, and it's just an interesting thing. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Well, maybe a bike lane can be crowdfunded. That's what Derek J. will be telling us about coming up. But you can join us and share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free. 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. We've got listening options there. You can tune in live. You can listen to our live streams anytime, actually, because Free Talk Live is there 24/7. We've also got archives. You can click and download MP3 archives. You can subscribe to our podcast. You can even listen on a satellite feed in a good chunk of some of the planet. So you can go and learn more over at freetalklive.com and get tuned in at your leisure in the way that works best for you. Did I mention the over 150 radio stations we've got? Yeah, we've got that too. So we've been discussing the idea of crowdfunding government. And I think that it's a good idea. This state senator in Alabama is not, I don't think he's serious about this. He's just sort of making a political statement because there's this budget impasse or whatever there in Alabama where they're looking to spend $300 million more than they've actually budgeted for. And so this guy made a GoFundMe campaign for that $300 million, and it's raised all of $600-something dollars in pledges thus far. But if that actually were a way for government to raise money, then I think that would be a wonderful replacement for the current system, the status quo as we know it. If government is truly providing a service that is valuable to people, then surely they will voluntarily fund it. Now, maybe each government department needs to have their own crowdfunding campaign. That way each person can kind of put money in.
I would say every project.
Yeah.
Like whatever's being done.
Of course, that makes it more complicated to promote, right? Like, if it's all throw the money into one hat kind of thing, and you just promote that one URL. Like, if you've got 10 different fundraisers just for Derek J's different projects, yeah, that could get a little complicated.
Yeah, but Derek J doesn't do everything that Ian wants, you know? So what if I fix potholes, but then I also go do some activism you don't like? You know, so it's just like, mm-hmm. I want to know what project I'm funding. I don't want to fund some organization and let them do whatever with the money. I think that's part of the beauty of crowdfunding, is that you get to choose exactly
which
what you
project.
Want.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It doesn't have to be a lot. It's not like you have to send $100 everywhere. You could send $10 to this project and $10 to that one. So anyway, that's what they're doing with this new bike path in Denver.
Yeah. Tell me about the bike path, because that sounds a little more achievable. I don't know what their goal is for the crowd fund, but I imagine it's not $300 million.
Well, it's been working since 2011. People have been using crowdfunding projects to get government services. So, I'll explain. Headline from Bloomberg Business. Want a bike path? Pay for it yourself. Crowdfunding is one way to get a local project done. But wait a minute. What do you pay taxes for? By Amanda Albright. And this article...
What do you pay them for, indeed?
So you don't go to prison.
Mostly. Right.
Yeah, that's all. Your friends ask you to fund their marathon training, their home renovations, even their potato salad. Why not crowdfund something you'd actually use?
That actually happened, right? Like somebody put a potato salad recipe on there or something. And
that's no joke. There's a link to the potato salad Indiegogo
and
fundraiser.
It worked.
Yes.
Big time.
Oh, way more than expected. Yeah. So why not crowdfund something you'd actually use, such as a bike path or a public park? That's what a growing number of startups are helping people do. As communities with a goal of looking for sources of financing outside the municipal bond market. More and more, this is a quote, more and more people are seeing this as an alternative avenue to going through your tax dollars or local public servant, says Slava Rubin, the chief executive officer of Indiegogo, a crowdfunding platform. Rubin says he started seeing public works projects appear on the site in 2011, with campaigns funding small-scale infrastructure projects, such as a $1,000 dog park in Chicago, and that he expects interest to increase.
Yeah, I think people want certain services from their government that it's easier to do without that. And when you're talking about something new, then that is something I think you can get people on board with. When you're talking about continuing to do something that we've got, people aren't so interested in. Because I'll bet you what they didn't fundraise for was every other year of maintenance for that dog park after that. So, yeah, $1,000 will put up a chain link fence around a given city lot that they managed to have donated or whatever to their... But who's mowing it? Who's going and picking up the dog poo? Who is, doing whatever else that there needs to be done for this? And by the way, the city probably, because this is donated and it's being used for everybody, it probably doesn't have to pay taxes, whereas your property does.
Mm-hmm. According to Ruben, remember, he's the chief executive officer at Indiegogo, quote, government is a very slow-moving industry, and it's quite bureaucratic. Indiegogo and anyone who runs a campaign is able to move much more nimbly. The pickup in crowdfunded infrastructure project comes at a time of waning city budgets and interest in funding projects, says Aaron Barnes, a founder of IOBI, a startup that helps neighborhood residents kickstart public works development. Brooklyn-based IOBI has helped individual contributors fund about $2 million in projects, such as bike lanes, gardens, and park landscaping.
I love this. I think it's a great idea. It brings people together. It gets them excited about getting something done. And we've seen that when people move on their own volition, whether it's a neighborhood association that needs to fix some roads when the government won't do it, and they go ahead and they do it anyway without the government's permission, we've seen people move very, very quickly on this. But they also tend to get in trouble. At least those are the stories we've seen. So maybe there are a number of these folks who are managing to pull this off. They can do the fundraising and actually perform the work somehow with the government's blessing. Because usually when we hear about somebody going out and filling potholes on their own or making a crosswalk, they get arrested or they're threatened with some sort of criminal charge and sanctions and fines. So I guess I'm wondering how do they successfully interface with the government on this? Is it like they go to the city council and they say, hey, we want to do this fundraising thing? Obviously, you shouldn't ask for permission first.
Well,
do you come to them and say, hey, we just raised, without even talking to the councilors, you come to the city councilor and say, oh, we just raised $10,000 for painting a new bike lane, or what? I don't know what that costs. $10,000 to paint a new bike lane. Can we go ahead and do this without getting arrested?
I think that's probably, I'm just making a guess, but I think that
these are humans, you know. The governments, yeah, they're bureaucratic, but they don't run like machines, mm-hmm. and they could be swayed by people who pay deference to them. Oh, hey, oh, you know, it would be so great if you could be at the ribbon cutting ceremony.
They would love to be at ribbon cutting.
Oh, great, okay, and we don't even have to spend any money? Oh, yeah. Oh, this is wonderful. You know, just throw on some accolades for the great politicians, pat themselves on the back. Yeah. Oh, you're so great. Thanks for allowing us to do this. Yeah.
Yeah. We couldn't have done this without getting thrown in jail because you people are crazy.
Yeah. So I imagine that's probably how it's done. This has only been $2 million so far, and this is just in Brooklyn. So I imagine that kind of money can sort of just float by city government. They probably don't even notice.
Hmm.
If federal and state governments are spending less on public works projects than in recent years, despite historically low interest rates, with transportation and water...
Crumbling infrastructure.
Yep. Transportation and water infrastructure spending in the U.S. declining about 10% in the last 10 years, according to a Congressional Budget Office report. Tracy Gordon, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute State and Local Finance Initiative, says public-private partnerships are starting to fill the void. So I guess that's what they're talking about. It sounds like fascism to me when I hear public-private partnerships, but... maybe it's a good thing.
Well, if it gets the park beautified, I think it's a good thing. And we see
fascism can work for you.
Well, we see this here in Keene, where there's a Shuelet Park, which is right nearby the Keene Studios for LRN.FM. And there are little rocks and things like that in the park that have people's names on them. And there's actually a volunteer squad that goes into the park, and they pull the weeds, and they plant new plants every springtime. And there's actually a group of people, from what I understand, that is very, very dedicated to this particular plot of public land that is interested in taking care of it. And that's why the park is so beautiful, I think, because of the efforts of the volunteers who are augmenting it. And this takes that to another level, although I imagine those same volunteers are also doing their own fundraising to get the plants, to purchase the plants and things like that. This would be a different way for them to perhaps do it, because maybe they're doing it the old school method of just calling a few known contributors. But if they actually put it out there as a crowdfunding campaign, it may actually blossom into even more funding than they could have imagined. I think it's an interesting approach.
Well, according to this expert, she says, what I hear is that debt is a four-letter word. There's a strong anti-debt, anti-tax sentiment out there. Politicians are very concerned that voters won't approve a municipality selling bonds to fund a project. When municipalities do sell or refinance bonds, it's more likely to pay for large-scale projects
like
with a lot
school.
Of community visibility, such as a school or a stadium. And crowdsourcing allows communities to target projects with smaller price tags that might otherwise get overlooked.
And without having to wait and wait until you finally get permission, you can just go out and fundraise and then figure out how to spend it. There's more. You can join us for it. 855 450 free. Coming up, 250 prosecutors disqualified in Orange County, California. We'll tell you why. Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Geico applauds your inner rogue name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.